Ladies and gentlemen, it's Lawrence Jackson Jr., a.k.a. the Fantasy Football Lord. You're now tuned into the Lord Don't Lose podcast.
Work, 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 work. That's hard work. That's hard work. That's hard work. Yeah. That's hard work. That's hard work. That's hard work. Yeah. That's hard work. That's hard work. Mama, I hope this help. I'm just praying on my work.
And just like that, folks, we at the week 4 mark of the NFL season, man, a quarter away through, man. It came fast and a lot of trials and tribulations came week 4. We'll get into it in a little bit. I'll do a review of the Monday night football games. We had the Patriots at the Kansas City Chiefs, and then we had the Atlanta Falcons, oh man, at the Green Bay Packers. I'll make some quick observations about fantasy football this season, and then we'll get into your week five waiver priorities for your fantasy football leagues. Man, listen, it was a crazy week, man. Brace yourself for more, man, because you just don't know what's going to go down. But let's get into the Monday night games. All right, so first up, we had the New England, and listen, I gave my week 4 observations from the Sunday game, so I'll only be touching on the two Monday night games for now. All right, so we had the New England Patriots at the Kansas City Chiefs, and this game got off to a start that no one expected. 6-3 at halftime in favor of the Kansas City Chiefs, and to be quite honest, the Patriots had ample opportunity to take the lead at some point in that game. The master Bill Belichick drew up a great game plan, and you just see the difference between a great coach and a pretty damn good coaching staff when it comes to the Patriots and the Ravens and whatnot. Bill Belichick doesn't have nearly the talent and athletes that the Baltimore Ravens have on their defense, but you saw the Kansas City Chiefs go through the Ravens defense like Swiss cheese, but then you got the Patriots defense with a bunch of new no-name guys holding the Kansas City Chiefs offense to 6 points and a half. But this is the thing that hurt them. The offense of the New England Patriots did not help them often. And when I say offense, I mean at the quarterback position. Right before the half, Hoyer took a sack with 10 seconds left, no timeouts. Thought he had a timeout left, wasn't aware of the situation. It was like some J.R. Smith type stuff. But you should have tied the game up at 6 at the half there. Cool, they still in it. Patriots get it down there again, right? Brian Hoyer takes the sack, fumble. It was just an ugly, ugly situation offensively for the New England Patriots. And they were able to control the ball. They were able to keep Pat Mahomes off the field at certain points of the game. In fact, the bright spot for New England's offense was Patriots running back Damian Harris. And he was activated earlier in the day before the game, right? I would say if you haven't picked him up already, you should be, he's probably going to be harder to get now. It would have been nice for you to get him prior to the Monday night game. I was able to snatch him up in a couple of leagues, and I look forward to playing him in the future. But that was a bright spot for the Patriots offense. Damian Harris was a very explosive runner. Like, he wasn't getting the big chunk runs in the beginning, but he was running hard. He was hitting the hole, and then he finally broke loose for a long run in the second half, man. But he looked good, man. Looks as good as Sony Michel did during his playoff run for the 2018 Super Bowl. So that'll be something to look forward to when Cam Newton is able to come back. Speaking of Cam Newton, as you know, again, like I mentioned earlier, it was a crazy week, which started out with the Steelers and Titans game being canceled. Then we got the news late in the week that Cam Newton tested positive for COVID-19, and it was clear that the Patriots were extremely hurt without the star quarterback in the lineup. In fact, I think that game could have went just a tad different If Cam Newton, now you see Cam Newton's value more than anything, right? Jarrett Stidham came in. Yeah, you know, he came in through the touchdown pass. But it was nothing special. They had the pass interference penalty to get him down there. But you now see the value of Cam Newton, his skill, his play, and his leadership on that Patriots team. And then after a while, man, you can only hold Kansas City for so long. You can only hold that engine down for so long, dog. Like, that thing gonna roll. They start moving the ball. Travis Kelce, big play on the catch. Tyree Hill, touchdown, boom. Mecole Hardman, touchdown, boom. And, you know, give it up to the Patriots defense, though, man. They've looked better than they have in recent weeks. But at the end of the day, Kansas City, 26-10. Patriots desperately need Cam Newton back. Desperately. You now see the value of him. And there's a lot of folks who doubted him coming into the season. I obviously wasn't one of them, but you know how that go. Cam, get better soon, man. I'm sure he feels strong as an ox right now, but you know how this thing go. The Falcons, my beloved Atlanta Falcons, man. Damn. the good thing is, they ain't blow no lead. But they ain't never had no lead to blow. You know what I'm saying? It's to the point now where people see me and they don't even make fun of me no more, man. They just be like, man, I feel sorry for you, dog. Like, damn, man. Like, watching the game, man, it's just sad, man. It, like, being from Atlanta, man, and you watch the team growing up, man, many a highs, but bigger lows. And it's just how it is as an Atlanta Falcon fan, man. You know what I'm saying? Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers, they ain't miss a beat. It didn't help that the Falcons have no defensive backs, but get credit where credit is due. Aaron Rodgers been playing like a dog all season. Boy, they drafted Jordan Love in that first round. Aaron Rodgers ain't been nothing but a stud since. And people doubted Aaron Rodgers. Like, what is you thinking, bruh? Like, my man still ain't throwing no interception. Get this man in the MVP conversation right now. Get him in the MVP conversation. It should be Russell Wilson, Josh Allen, Aaron Rodgers, and Patrick Mahomes right now as your MVP candidates, man. Folks doubted him in real football and in fantasy. This is one of the best to ever play. Enjoy this, man. Back to my Falcons, man. Again, it's sad because the defense ain't good, no way. But then when you lose all the defensive backs, man, Keanu Neal, he didn't play. Ricardo Allen, leader of the defense, he ain't play. Darquez Denard, corner, he ain't play. These are guys coming in who didn't play. And then in the game, Jaylen Watkins, a backup, he got hurt. DeMonte Casey, he got hurt. If for the first time in years, I'm watching the game as a Falcons fan, and I don't even recognize some of the folks who in the defensive backfield, bruh. It's tough, man. And then on the offensive side of the ball, man, Julio, one of the best to ever do it, struggling with this hamstring injury. It's an unfortunate time right now for hamstrings and legs for all NFL players right now. Like Michael Thomas, we ain't seen him since week one. Chris Godwin out with the hamstring injury. Kenny Golladay just came back from the hamstring injury, man. So Devontae Adams out with a hamstring. So it's happening to everybody, you know what I'm saying? And it's just an unfortunate situation for these guys, man. And Julio, for years, has been the guy that make that offense go. And without him on the field, you kind of get the focus on Calvin Ridley. And then he put up a donut. And he's an amazing receiver. But a lot of what he's gotten is because you got one of the best receivers in the game taking up all the coverage, man. So it's on the Atlanta side, it's an unfortunate situation, man. Listen, Dan Quinn got to skedaddle up out of here. You know, he got it. It about time for him to flip this thing upside down, man. I've enjoyed this core that went to the Super Bowl and blew that league. I've enjoyed this core, you know, of Matt Ryan and Julio. But, man, it's crazy, man. It just might be time to start that rebuild, man. I don't know. But it's just a part of the 2020 NFL season is crazy. I'm not going to hold nothing against nobody in this season, man. Like, all the football analysts out there doing their thing, I ain't going to hold nothing against you, dog, man. This season is crazy, and we know that. We just trying to go on the fly. Titans and Steelers canceled. It's crazy, and it's like the Titans the only team with that outbreak like that. You know what I'm saying? It's just everything's unpredictable right now, man. So the NFL has always been a week-to-week league. It is now more than ever. So crazy that this NFL season is, right? Let me just throw out some things for you right now. After that 3-touchdown performance last night, Green Bay tight end Robert Tonyan is tight end 2 in fantasy football. All right, he's tight end 2. Robbie Anderson, after 4 weeks, is wide receiver 9. Yeah, Robbie Anderson. But the guy we were talking about with DJ Moore. Now, Robbie Anderson always been a good player, so don't get that messed up right there. But just that's just the facts right now. You know what I'm saying? James Robinson, who wasn't drafted, after 4 weeks, James Robinson, running back, Jacksonville Jaguars, number 6 PPR overall at the running back position. We're a quarter way through the season. We talked Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Jonathan Taylor, J.K. Dobbins, Cam Akers, but the top rookie running back is James Robinson. Jarrett McKinnon, number 10, you know, the guy who we all thought his career was done. He's RB10 right now. And he's looked good while he's been playing. Jarrett McKinnon, man, I'm happy for him. Guy wasn't even drafted in your fantasy leagues. All right. Ryan Fitzpatrick is quarterback 9, and Gardner Minshew is quarterback 10. It is a crazy year, people. It's a crazy year, people. Brace yourself for more. Let's get to these waiver wire. I can't ever say waiver wire. Let's get to them for week 5. All right, so before we get into the waiver wire priorities for week 5, I'm going to touch on Joe Mixon. Joe Main Man Mixon finally had the game we've been looking for in week 4 versus the Jaguars, man. Put up 40 points in all your PPR leagues, and it was a great performance, and he is he's one of the better natural talents at the running back position. If you take everything away and take out all the fantasy and all that stuff, man, He one of them dudes like that, right? And I mentioned on my week 4 observations that I would consider selling him high. And that all depends on what you could get. You know, I would do Joe Mixon for Clyde Edwards-Helaire straight up. I would do something like that. I would do Joe Mixon in a smaller time receiver for Zeke Elliott. For as much as the Cowboys offense is, you know, having to accrue points, you know, I would do something like that. All right. The thing about Joe Mixon is it took until week four for him to have a game. Now, you know, 5 of the next 6 games, he's got the Steelers and the Ravens on the schedule. And again, this is a week to week league. It doesn't matter what Antonio Gibson did versus the Ravens. It's week to week. We got no clue what's finna happen next. Right? So yeah, I'm not I don't I'm not saying that Joe Mixon will decline, right, from this point or go back to what he was doing. I'm just saying if you get something good for him, get something good for him, right? I mean, he's one of the top talents in the league. You get something good for him, then why would you not explore that? So we'll see what he do. We'll see what they do against the Ravens. I know Joey Burrow looking good. He's ranked as a quarterback one right now. That's a fact. All right, that's a fact. Now let's get into some waiver wire priorities. We're gonna start off with the most obvious one, because we saw the injury to him. Another guy who hurt his hamstring, Austin Eckler. We saw him go out and. And then we saw Justin Jackson get involved. That'll be a guy you want to be looking at if you were an Eckler owner and you don't have Josh Kelly already. That's a guy you want to take a look at. Another running back to lesser extent you could take a look at is D'Ernest Johnson from the Cleveland Browns, who came in and ran for 95 on the Dallas Cowboys. Hell, they ran all over their ass. So those are a couple running backs you could pick up. It's not at this point in the season. I'm not sure you're getting league winners. You know what I'm saying? You're getting guys to hold down the fort. You know, I talked about Robert Tonyan earlier. If he's there, he'll be probably, he'll be a high waiver wire priority pickup. Receivers, you got Hunter Renfrow. You got Scotty Miller. These two guys are guys taking advantage of opportunities with others' receivers being out. Ruggs has been out. Edwards has been out. Hunter Renfrow has took advantage. Scotty Miller, same thing with Chris Godwin being out. He's taking advantage of the situation with Tom Brady there in Tampa Bay. Laviska Shenault, the rookie, he's been showing little flashes all season long. I kind of had him, then I dropped him because I had to make other roster moves. So, you know, take a look at him as well. The top receiver I went out of all those, and it's clear as day. These two rookies have a connection. It's T. Higgins, and the connection he has is with Joe Burrow, obviously. T. Higgins is a guy who's he's just getting better and better every week. That game we waiting for A.J. Green to have might not ever happen. I think they should trade him. Might as well not even be on the team. They've won their first game, and A.J. Green had one catch for 3 yards. Meanwhile, T. Higgins, 4 catches, 77 yards, and 7 targets in week 4. That is a wide receiver you got to go get. And as far as quarterbacks, I mentioned these two guys earlier, Fitzpatrick and Minshew, number 9 and number 10, ranked at quarterback. You can still go get those guys. Herbert is now an option. I talked about Burrow last week. Justin Herbert is now an option. He looked pretty damn good dueling it out with Tom Brady. Big throws, man. Big throws. They was consistent. He took the hits in the pocket. And he kind of, you know, he keeping them competitive. He done went toe-to-toe with Patrick Mahomes. Now Tom Brady, like, I think he's looking better than what any of us expected. So those are your waiver wire priority pickups for week 5. Folks, stick with it, man. If you 1-3, 0-4, it ain't over. If you 0-4, it bad, but it ain't over. Stick with it, man. If you could lose 4 in a row, you could damn sure win 4 in a row in your fantasy leagues, man. Just stick with it. I appreciate y'all listening. Until next time. Work, 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 work. That's hard work. That's hard work. That's hard work. Yeah. Work, work.